Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, check it out. The President of the United States has had quite the 24 hours, and I think we all deserve to see the Truth Social meltdown that followed his terrible day, because just yesterday, he got called a chicken to his face for repeatedly backing down on his tariff plan, and then he proceeded to snap at the reporter and say, "Don't you dare call me that." Only hours later, those same tariffs were nullified by a court, meaning global trade will likely revert back to the norm worldwide. It'll take time. Obviously, shipping routes and supply chains take time to bounce back. There's a delay. But broadly speaking, his tariffs were shot down and were nullified. And I want to show you what he said after, because number one, he didn't like being called a chicken. Number two, this dude just can't stop himself from posting. I hate how normalized some of this stuff has become. The President of the United States rage posting 13 times a day, while Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, walks around, not anymore, he got kicked out, but while he walks around, it all becomes a little bit normalized, but we're not going to do that in this video. Let's start here.
Well, as I say, the breaking news of the night is that Donald Trump's illegal tariffs are gone, thanks to a ruling of the United States Court of International Trade. Futures trading is now soaring tonight in the expectation of an explosively positive reaction by the stock market tomorrow, when the world will reset itself around the restoration of law and order in international trade and the crushing of the Trump tariffs and resultant personal worldwide humiliation of Donald Trump.
The personal worldwide humiliation, which is true. I mean, think about this. He made all of these countries come to the USA and grovel at his feet and try to cut a quote-unquote deal, which, by the way, these were deals that were already cut. For example, with South Korea, we had a free trade deal with them since 2014 that Obama cut. Trump ripped up that deal, renegotiated the exact same deal, except it's not ratified through Congress, and declared it a win. It was the same deal. So just to go back a second, Trump gets all of these world leaders to call him and to go through this song and dance, and they did it. They want to be on good terms with the U.S. I mean, to be honest, these countries will go through a phone call with Trump if they need to, just to placate him. They will. And then all of this gets nullified, and now there's no deals. There are no deals to be made. There's no leverage. There never was any leverage, because when you set arbitrary deadlines against yourself and when you repeatedly break them, I don't know how you're supposed to have any sort of credibility or leverage on the global stage. But the ensuing meltdown was hilarious. First of all, you guys understand, we all understand, Trump is showing signs of cognitive decline. Even speech experts are saying this, and it's been getting worse and worse and worse. People talk a lot about Joe Biden, but I would argue that Trump, at this point in his term, is worse than Joe Biden was at any point in his term. The way Trump slurs on stage is pretty indicative of a man who is losing it. And I can further demonstrate that throughout this video by just showing you his own Truth Social post. Really quickly, let's talk about Taco. Have you guys heard about Taco? Trump always chickens out. Comment it in the comment section below. This is what everybody is saying now. And somebody asked him about this to his face. Really quickly, just to back up, a quick moment of gratitude. It's currently Sunday morning. Thank you to everybody who spends time with me on a daily basis. We continue to relentlessly report the news to expose Elon, Trump, JD Vance, whoever it is. And I just want to say thank you. I mean, think about it. We led the way with the Elon coverage during the first 50 to 60 days of this administration. We were pulling the most views covering Elon out of anybody on YouTube. And now Elon is stepping away from the admin. So the public pressure that we were able to create together is amazing. And I just want to say thank you for being here. So after Trump was confronted yesterday by a reporter, the reporter says, "Yo, people are saying Taco, Trump always chickens out. What's your response?" And he goes, "Oh, that's not true. Are they talking about the tariffs I put on China and then removed? Or what about the ones I put on Canada and then removed?" It's like, dude, you're undermining your argument. And then he snaps and goes, "Don't you dare say that." But people are like, "Don't ever say what?" And they're photoshopping. This isn't even Photoshop. I think this photo is real. This is a real photo of Trump that actually was taken, but he tried to sweep it under the rug. Obviously, I'm joking, sarcasm, but this one is real. No, this one is also not real. Don't ever say what? The rest of the world, Trump always chickens out. It's honestly, I know Trump always chickens out is like a funny meme, but it's not even a joke. It's exactly what his strategy has been this entire time. He genuinely does chicken out. When he first got into office, he placed tariffs on Colombia. People think he started off with Canada, but remember, he did Colombia tariffs during the first week or so. Then he removed the Colombia tariffs that day. He then placed tariffs on Mexico and Canada just to test it out. Then he claimed he got a victory from Mexico and Canada, but all of those concessions had been made. Then he placed a tariff, the Liberation Day tariffs, on many countries, including China, and a 10% baseline tariff. Then he removed the Liberation Day tariffs and slowly weaned off the China tariffs. He is an absolute chicken, and this brings us on to his resulting Truth Social meltdown. He posted, "President Trump was right about everything. Brother, right about what? Did you end the Ukraine war on day one, or did you make it worse and worse and embolden Vladimir Putin? Did you end the war between Israel and Hamas? No. No. No matter how you feel about that war, it continues to rage on. We even got a new war in the form of India and Pakistan, so Trump was not right about that. Trump thought that every single country would immediately cut a deal. How many deals have we gotten with other countries? None. No other deals. Trump thought that Harvard would bend the knee. Harvard did not bend the knee. Trump thought that he could overturn the 2020 election because it was rigged. He was wrong. He was wrong. He was wrong. Trump is not right about anything. His whole he doesn't even know what a tariff is. His whole tariff philosophy is wrong. And, you know, this is proof more than anything of the fact that he's in cognitive decline. There are more posts that I want to show, but the idea that Trump is right about everything when Trump's rambling speeches and stream of consciousness press briefings could be symptoms of cognitive decline, according to one of America's top rhetoric experts. The warning comes as Trump and his aides are seeking a congressional probe into Joe Biden's mental state during his one-term presidency. Keep in mind, President Biden, has cancer, and we don't know how much longer he'll be with us. Sorry to be grim, but this is what Trump is doing during President Biden's final time on this planet. Sorry to be grim, that's just a reality. But to continue, now Trump, who is the oldest president to be inaugurated at the age of 78 and 7 months in January, is facing scrutiny over his position as the most powerful man in the world as he posts this. He's on a mission from God. Nothing can stop what is coming except a district court that can shoot down the tariffs. Except Vladimir Putin, who seems to be stopping all of your plans. Except, how about Netanyahu, who seems to be kind of taking advantage and rolling you as well? What about the courts and Brad Raffensperger stopped your ass? He didn't let you overturn the Georgia results in 2020. You know how many people have stopped Donald Trump? He's acting like he's on a mission from God. Can you tell me what kind of God wants you to grab women by the you-know-what and then bully thy neighbor and then take advantage of the poor and then evict the weak from your house? That's what the Bible says, right? That Bible verse that says, come up with a nickname for thy neighbor. It's my favorite Bible verse. What about this post? The president of the United States is posting like TikToks that I'm not like judging. I make my own TikToks, but he's posting people spreading conspiracy theories in the TikTok voice tone. You know, like the TikTok voice where they're like, hello, today. Like, he's literally just posting TikTok political conspiracy slop. It's different when my cousin sends me a TikTok reel like that. I can have a convo with my cousin. But when the president of the United States is posting that, honestly, it's probably the type of messaging that wins now. Maybe more Democrats need to, maybe Joe Biden during his last months need to be posting random TikToks of people using like the TikTok influencer tone. Then, of course, in response, people begin to post chickens, photos of him as a chicken, and then Trump has one final long post. Like, the posts that he's making are getting more and more disjointed, in my opinion. This one says, breaking, in a major win in our powerful lawsuit against the Pulitzer Prize Board regarding an illegal and defamatory award of their once highly respected prize to fake malicious stories on the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, by the failing New York Times and Washington Compost. Holy run-on sentence, Batman. This dude just types insane stream of consciousness run-on sentences like he's in a manic episode. But even beyond like how he's typing, the content of what he's saying is wild. He sued the Pulitzer Prize Board in defense of a Russia thing. He's trying to say that he's not a part of a Russia scheme. So he's so offended that he sued the Pulitzer Prize Board. And the worst part is the Florida Appeals Court actually ruled that Trump can pursue this lawsuit. The lawsuit hasn't been settled. There's no actual like ruling on the lawsuit. But there was a case on whether or not this is even legal to bring to court. And they said, yeah, Trump, we're going to hear your case. You have standing. So the entire thing is just absolutely bizarre. I'm not going to read the rest of Trump's post, but he then goes, scam. He then says, Russia, 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 again. So this dude is losing his mind. And I think this is the biggest sign of cognitive decline. I mean, you can watch his press conferences. You can read his executive orders. But just look at the way he types. All of this paints a pretty damning picture, and I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate the work that I do, drop a like, subscribe. You know, I've been doing a lot of work to build a bigger, stronger, left-leaning media ecosystem beyond just having my YouTube channel, my personal brand. I've been going to conferences. I've been doing a lot of networking, and we're about to build a bigger, faster, more relentless network, a network made to inject the truth at a time when the right-wingers are flooding the media sphere with like a volume of lies. They hit it with a lot of volume of lies over and over. So we're going to try to counteract that with the truth, debunking what Caroline Levitt and Trump say. I think that's valuable. If you want to join the mission, subscribe, drop a like, drop some blue hearts. Love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.